NPR's education editor Steve Drummond has been listening to this conversation and joins us now. Steve, was that an accurate representation of what is happening in schools and state governments across the country?
I think so, Steve. I think, like Governor Patton said, we keep hearing that states are doing okay this year. Many of the governors have vowed to try and hold the line on education, but they're pretty apprehensive about what's liable to happen in the next year or two.
Why would states be having trouble coming up with enough money for education, given that voters have been saying they want to spend more money on education?
Yeah, voter support seems there, but it's not always matched by voter willingness to support new taxes. Many of the states without income taxes, for example, are really struggling. Florida, for example, where the voters just passed a huge new measure to reduce class sizes. Estimates are, at least Governor Bush estimates, it might cost $27 billion, and it's not at all clear where that money's going to come from.
That's a bit of a challenge for Florida's newly reelected governor, Jeb Bush, the brother of the president.
Yeah, it was interesting. He campaigned heavily against this measure. And there's a lot of concern in the legislature that the money just doesn't exist. And there's some concern from some of the supporters of this measure that the governor may try and find every way possible not to pay for this or to delay its implementation.
People keep complaining about unfunded mandates, the federal government telling them to spend money and not giving it to them. This is a bit of an unfunded mandate from the voters.
It is very much so. And it's interesting that many people in Florida are rightfully fed up. The schools are heavily overcrowded, something like 900 people move to Florida each day. And yet a class size reduction measure forces schools with the same amount of students to actually come up with more classrooms and more teachers, both of which are in short supply right now in Florida.
Now, what about President Bush's new education law known as the No Child Left Behind Act, an effort to bring up the poorest students and the lowest achieving students and bring them up to a basic level of education through testing and other measures? Kentucky Governor Paul Patton is saying that his state has enough money to do this because they were already testing. But what about some other states across the country?
Yeah, there is some valid concern that some states that are already farther along in the movement of setting high standards for students and holding them accountable are being somewhat penalized by this law because now they've got to take their systems and divert them or adjust them to meet the federal mandates. Other states, however, that weren't very far along at all in the process are now going to have to, as you said, test every child in grades 3 through 8 every year in reading and math. That's going to cost a lot of money, and it's going to be a lot of business for the testing companies.
Isn't the federal government helping with this?
There is money in the federal law to help pay for this, but there's wide agreement among the states that it's not enough to cover the cost, the millions of dollars it takes to develop a new test, administer it, score it, and give it again the next year.
Can you think of a state or several states that are taking a smart approach to this very difficult situation?
Well, there are quite a few states in which the state government is taking a more intensive role in funding education. Michigan did so several years ago. Minnesota has had taken some steps in that direction, trying to take the burden somewhat off local property taxpayers and to, by assuming a greater role in funding education, to take some of the burden off the poorest, either rural or urban districts, and spreading the wealth, so to speak. And I think that's the way most states are moving.
NPR education editor Steve Drummond. Steve, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.